Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Stations nationwide. Sirius XM channel 375 and everywhere at any time on the Odyssey app. I'm Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz and alongside you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Big story tonight. Luka Doncic returning to Dallas as a member of the Lakers, putting up 45 points after a tribute video that was very emotional. He was unsure how he was going to play. He played. He played well. Anthony Davis did nothing, 13 for him. Nico Harrison, Mavs GM, getting booed and fire Nico chants throughout
you
the game.
Suck!
Standing ovation chants for Luka throughout and especially at the end. We'll have more on that throughout the night. I throw out the phone number, 888-710-4ISN. I take calls from that phone number, including Rob in Connecticut. Rob, start off hour number three with a bang, if you would. How are you?
Bart, oh, Captain, my captain. You know what? You know, you were doing the Cohen thing, and you're like, Duval. Well, guess what? I got, thank you for taking my call.
Oh,
you like
yes.
that, huh? You like that?
Very good. Very good. Very good, Rob.
Duval.
Yeah, I practiced it. I want Duval. Thank you for taking my call. Anyway, hey, I know your birthday now. I paid attention. May 19th.
Yeah, you know, I said my birthday. I was talking about my birthday. Then I said the actual day of my birthday, and I immediately got very upset.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Last month you told me. Last month you were like, it's all of May. So I was like, oh, I wanted to know when your birthday was. And then I paid attention last night.
Why? Why do you want to know when my birthday is?
So I could call you on May 19th and say happy birthday.
I'm offended.
I know. It's just another day. That's what everybody says. Just another day.
It is.
And Carlos is on July 21st.
What Carlos? The hell did you just say to me?
You know what I just said to you. So anyways, I think that was awesome that Luka had a great night tonight. In your face, Nico. That was beautiful. And then the other question, actually, before I get into that, you're talking about the hockey, the worst hockey teams. Actually, the Sabres are on a 14-year drought of not making it to the playoffs.
So that means I've been a Sabres fan for 15 years because the year I picked them as my favorite team, they made the playoffs and haven't made it since.
And the Jets are also in that drought as well.
The New York Jets?
Yes.
Oh, well, I hate them.
By a couple of months.
Yeah.
But anyways, one of the questions I really wanted to ask you was, I was thinking about the draft. And since you're going to be at the draft, you're a season ticket holder and, of course, an owner of the Green Bay Packers. So will you be sitting in the seat that you go to the games as well as the draft?
Well, the draft's not in the stadium.
Oh, it's not going to be inside the stadium? I thought it was inside the stadium.
No, it's going to be outside. They're actually building the stage right now, and it like is already... Because Lambeau Field is by far the tallest building in Green Bay. This draft stage is going to be the second tallest building in Green Bay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something new that I learned today.
Yeah, it'll be right outside. It's right. It's like there's a stadium, and then the Packers own a bunch of land around it, and so they're building it. It's kind of in the parking lot, is where it is.
Okay. And also, before I let you go, we had a great laugh. My fiance and I had a great laugh when you were talking about your son. I love the stories you tell about your son. When you said, just think I'll be teaching you how to drive, and won't you be dead by then? That was awesome.
Yeah, he says, won't you be dead? Won't you be dead when I'm a grown-up?
Kids say the darnest things.
Yeah, well, I hope he's also not too clairvoyant. Rob, thank you. Thanks for the call. Rob in Connecticut. Not too far from him is Leah in New York. Hello, Leah.
Hey, Bart.
How are you?
I'm good. Mets lost, so that's a sucking day, I guess. But I think I've won the record for a person who was on the toilet calling. I'm currently playing Subway Surf.
You're playing what?
Subway Surfers.
On the toilet?
No. While I'm talking to you.
Do you think I have any idea what Subway Surfers is?
I mean, it's a game. You don't know what it is?
I have no idea. I'm looking it up right now. I don't know. I've never seen this.
How old are you?
How old? I'm 40. How old are you?
18.
Oh, yeah. I don't know Subway Surfers.
Different generation, I guess.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
Yeah.
Anyways, I was just thinking, do the Mets really have a chance this year with the Dodgers? Last year, they almost made it, didn't they? They almost made it. And I'm starting to think maybe it's not possible that the Yankees have it easy because, what, they have, like, the Astros to beat. Like, yay. I think it's much harder to beat the Dodgers, and I think that's why the Mets haven't made it in so long.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Enjoy the game. Subway Surfers. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like a game that's like a lot of games. Just never got to me, I guess. Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Mets. How's Soto doing, by the way? Has he hit a home run yet?
Yeah, he's hit home run.
All right. I get online. Well, one home run. I get online. I see people complaining about Juan Soto.
Yeah, because he does exactly what Juan Soto does, and that's, you know, gets walks. People thought he was going to hit 900 home runs. First of all, it's April. Second of all, that's not what he does.
I'm glad to see that the Mets took last year's meme team insult of mine to a whole new level. Last year, what did they all have last year? They had the oh my God, OMG thing. They had Grimace. They had the playoff pumpkin. Wasn't there another thing they did? Hawk Tua threw out a first pitch. This year they had the Rizzler. Oh. I know who the Rizzler is.
I know I probably shouldn't admit this. I hate that kid.
I know I probably shouldn't admit this. I like that kid. I like that little kid.
Got
the Rizzler.
No, I don't want to say anymore. I'm going to have to dump myself.
I've got some things to say, too, that I also decided not to say about the Rizzler. So they won 5 games in a row, and I believe they lost today or Wednesday. They lost 6 games in a row. They won and then lost to Miami today 5-0. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. Mike is in South Carolina. Mike.
Hey, man. I just wanted to talk about some baseball, man. Dude, I'm a huge Orioles fan, man, and the beginning of this season, man, is just terrible, man. It is not looking good, man. Expectations were high, man. You know, we're supposed to be a pretty good team, man, a lot of young guys and everything, but it is just not looking good, dude. And it's not like we're just getting beat, man. Most of these games, you know, we're getting our ass, like, we're getting whooped, man, you know, giving up 7, 8, 9, 10 runs, you know.
Well, and it looks like they're not scoring too many runs either.
Either. That's, dude, it's just, it looks terrible out there, man. I'm worried, man. It does not look very good for us so far this year.
Well, and again, this is the thing about where I was at with the Milwaukee Brewers, which, by the way, the Orioles started out as the Milwaukee Brewers back in 1903. Little fun fact for you. Is that they were 0-4, and it was terrible, and then now they've won 7 of 8 or something. Yeah, there can be problems, there can be issues, there can be concerns, but I don't think any team should panic about their team yet until, I mean, at least the beginning of May. So I would just stay the course.
Yeah.
Hey, watch it, Carlos. All right.
I do want to say for the record, as I'm, stalling for time in order to get that charge back, this guy said, man, 15 times. He said,
you counted?
3 times. I actually counted the second he started speaking, because once I heard it a third time, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. Dude, 3 times. Man, 15 times.
I don't know why an Orioles fan was so, like, hates the Braves so much that he would say, effing hate the Braves. That's a little weird.
It's a bit much. Now, I do know the Braves have a huge fan base, and there's probably a lot of obnoxious people, because, like the Cubs, you know, they were featured on a huge regional network. I don't even want to say regional. They're basically national at that point. You know, Turner had Braves games all over the place, just like Cubs games were broadcasted on WGN, and a lot of people were able to watch WGN. So I'm sure that behind the Yankees and Dodgers, I'd say the Cubs, Braves, and I don't know, I'm trying to think what other, you know, fan base might be in that obnoxious realm, because there's just so many of those people, no matter where you go.
I miss that era of TV.
Like, me too, man.
The 1993 cable lineup, where there was like 40 channels.
Yeah, I had a little nostalgia today, you know, because MLB Network was nice enough to carry the Cubs and Rangers, even though the Rangers bludgeoned my Cubs today. It was like a walk down memory lane. I'm like, oh, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I could just throw on the Cubs. This is great. As soon as they went down, I'm a fraud. I jumped off. It's April. You know, I was like, screw this. Like, I got other things to do. I started making a chicken parm sandwich instead. But I do miss that time. You know, like, I could watch Chipper Jones rake at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon for no apparent reason whatsoever. He'll kill the Mets. And then I'm like, all right, you know, and then let me get the Cubs highlights, because I just missed the 12 o'clock pitch from WGN. So, like, yeah, good times. MLB needs to do something to, like, you know, get that passion back, because you said this a week ago and it couldn't be any more truer. People care about their team, but that's all they're watching. Like, me as a Cubs fan, I'm not watching to see what the Padres are doing. You know, I'm not watching Diamondbacks games. And I know they are good teams, and I know which teams, you know, kind of already stink already, but it's too much for me to watch around the entire league to see who's good and who's not. And the NFL, it's just so seamless because, you know, you watch your team and then, all right, you got a couple of windows to watch other games or Red Zone. I don't know if MLB can, like, do a Red Zone type channel with, you know, how much is going on. You have to be really quick on the trigger in order to flip the channel that fast. But they got to do something to, like, capture the national audience, because I love baseball, but it is so sectioned off compared to all the other sports.
That's something I do want to get into at some point this week. maybe tonight, talking about that. I think that's a good, always a good angle to kind of look at where they are, what they can do, what we can do. I did pull up I just Googled something, and the first thing I found was American Cablevision's TV lineup from, this would be, or no, I'm going to use this one. This is from 1993, I believe Columbia, Missouri, TCI Cablevision. So I'm going to read you the cable lineup, okay? These are the channels. Number two was HBO, which you had to pay for. And then it was TBS, WTBS. So not TBS as it's known today. The actual station out of Georgia was aired across the country, similar to what they would do with WGN, which is also on here, out of Chicago. Then there's your Fox affiliate, two PBS affiliates, the local weather radar, NBC, ABC, CBS, and then another independent. There were a lot of these independent stations, which there's some, but they would just air like syndicated programming. You could then get the public school channel as well as pay for. The Disney Channel used to be a pay TV service. Encore, the movie channel, Cinemax, Showtime. Then you had Court TV, ESPN, The Religious Network, Lifetime, BET, Comedy Central by day, VH1 by night, or vice versa. The Family Channel, A&E, The Nashville Network, CNBC, Discovery Channel, Headline News, QVC, USA Network, Weather Channel, something called Prime Sports Network, TNT, Nickelodeon, C-SPAN, MTV, AMC, CNN, and that was it. That was the full lineup. And I remember I had a little box on top of the TV. I didn't even have a remote to start out my TV journey. You would go to the TV and it'd be like, and you'd take it from one. It was I think the even numbers were shown and the odd numbers were a dash. And that's how you would change the channel. I talked a little bit last night with tickets and how we used to get them not digital on our phone. I would not mind going back to that. I would not mind not having streaming existing. Although then we couldn't watch a thriller episode of Daredevil last night at 3 a.m.
Same here.
I would not mind going back to this where there was like, I don't know.
Yeah, we have too many channels. Who the hell's watching all of these extra channels? Like, the fifth food channel. Like,
500 channels, Carlos, and nothing's on.
Yeah, I hate that too. You can miss me with that. I still have cable. I refuse to cut the cord.
I'll never cut the cord.
I only have 15 channels. And in fact, there are restrictions on those 15 channels too. I can only have one regional sports channel. So when the Rangers basically, in my eyes, got eliminated like 2 weeks ago, my wife's a Mets fan. I'm like, all right, I called and I'm like, give me SNY, drop MSG. So I only need 15 channels. If you want to sweeten the pot and give me like five more, cool. 20 channels, I'm good to go. What the hell do you need thousands of channels for?
I don't know. I'm not including channel 76, which was Scrambled. That was always good.
Oh, man, that free scramble one where you flip the remote really fast. I'm like, oh, I think I saw something. Good times.
As long as that one's on there, I think I got everything I need. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll return. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
An emotional night for Luka Doncic. That was him. We'll get into it. This portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. This is a good way to put it. I saw this on Twitter at MavStan41. Called dude a fat and lazy alcoholic, and he walked into your arena and dog walked your team on his way to 45-8-6 without breaking a sweat. A magnificent night for Luka against the Mavs and against Nico Harrison, the GM that traded him for a low return on the dollar. Many crimes committed. He did not get enough for Luka from the team he traded him to. He did not engage in other teams. He traded Luka in the first place. Al likes Max Christie. Al. Did Al get mad at me? I think Al got mad at me. For what?
Who cares?
He's calling with the worst takes possible.
Jake, what does he want me to do?
Yeah, what does he want me to do?
Give Max him a massage? Christie.
Come on.
Bears kicking.
Head coach J.J. Redick talked about Luka and the impressive night.
It was a beautiful moment. I thought the video was great, but I think just his ability to then go perform, lights turn on. He's teary-eyed still as we walk out on the court for the tip ball. To have the emotional resolve to then go put on that kind of performance, it's superhuman.
The video was played first. It's not like they played the video after. We're going to rip you apart emotionally before the game. We're going to show you basically a highlight film of your life. Because it wasn't just highlights of games. It was other highlights. Him getting drafted. Him winning awards. You know, it was the organization standing in front of the practice facility with a thank you, Luka. It's emotional stuff. All right, we tip off in 10 seconds, and then you put up that line, you score your 45 points, and then the game that you have is worth its own highlight video. LeBron James, been around the block, he's seen a video or two tribute wise. He talks about Luka's edition of his video.
Super dope. Super happy to be a part of that that moment. Obviously, you saw the emotions on Luka's face. It was great. That was an unbelievable moment. Something I probably never forget.
You know, I knew they were going to show the video. At first, I knew they were going to show, and then I was telling my friends that they were going to show the highlight from the one game, and then I knew, you know, I told Luke, I knew he could score 30, and then when he scored 30, I thought he could score 35, and then, you know, that Liverpool player is the greatest player I've ever. I just learned that I'm actually being interviewed by him right now, and my favorite part about this book, you know, it's just a good book, all of it, and my favorite part about Godfather is, you know, there's so many different things. I mean, I can't just name one. This game also was important. The Mavs trying to get the 10 seed, which they may end up getting tonight anyway. If the Suns lose, which they did. Oh, God. The Suns have been eliminated. More on that in a second. I believe the Suns have been eliminated. LeBron James talks about what this did do was it clinched. They're not going to be, there's no way now that they can be in the play-in tournament.
And being a part of the play-in, I think the last couple of years,
I
is just, you
gave
know,
you a pause.
Anything can happen. So
my
for
bad.
Us to know that we top six, I mean, it, you know, in the format that it is right now, anytime you get some rest, I speak for myself. Anytime I can get a week off from not playing ball, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Anytime I hear a pause longer than 2 seconds, I'm hitting that like a running back in an A-gap.
Yeah, I don't know what I did there. I think I was so just living off the high of the LeBron slander that I was doing.
Well done, by the way.
Yeah. So the Suns are out, by the way. The Suns are out.
Good.
I want to take you to May 2nd of 2024, okay? This is May 2nd of 2024. This is not a pundit. This is not a reporter. This is the owner, Matt Ishbia. May 2nd, Phoenix Suns, 2024.
Oh, it's extremely fixable. I mean, let's just be real. Although this isn't a cool narrative, and the national media really won't want to play it out there, but like, ask the other 29 GMs. 26 of them would trade their whole team for our whole team and our draft picks and everything as is. Like, the house is not on fire. We're in great position. It's not hard to fix. There's not.
You got a lot of fixing to do there, Matt. 1T. Greg 1G is in Michigan. What's up, Greg?
El Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey, I gotta tell you. Lord have mercy.
Yo.
You're having an audience with President Obama. And you are so cool and calm. Hey, and this is Bob, my cameraman. And you just look at, oh my God, El Bardo. You're
Greg's referencing,
I've
like, been pulling up. I've been pulling up old clips of myself in the business.
And I
shared the interview I had with the then senator.
Yes. And I just, oh my God, El Bardo. Mr. Positive loves you. You're getting into the realm with me like Cuomo, LaDuff, and a host of others. God, you're awesome. That was awesome. I mean,
you got Cuomo ahead of me,
dog? Pardon?
Cuomo's ahead of me?
No. It's just the idea that, you know, I like that. I mean, it really shows a different aspect of you, and I wish people would see it because it's
really
good. Well,
you can follow all this great content, the Bart Winkler Show on Facebook, and check out my YouTube page. Which
right.
I believe is YouTube.com. What is it? YouTube.com/Bart Winkler will not do it. How about Bart Winkler Show? No. Shoot. What is it?
Well,
I don't know.
Everyone, go to Facebook. But
got
to do real quick. My Tigers are doing fantastic. Who cares about the Red Wings?
Oh, YouTube.com/@Bart Winkler Show. Thank you. Go ahead.
You betcha. Yeah, Tigers are doing great. Everyone wants to get rid of Steve Yzerman in Detroit, my Warriors. But
we're not Detroit!
I love that. But real quick, Luca, I love that he put it in their face. And look at what my Labrizzi goat James did. Oh, my God, 15 points. In the fourth quarter, took over. He took control. It shows you that he is the GOAT. El Bardo, You're the best. Carlos, I won't say it. Everybody, go for your dreams. Thank you, Alberto. Bye-bye.
All right, Greg in Michigan, who we, I mean, we were just interjecting like crazy with Greg.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy. Wow, that was quick. Good for you. David's in San Francisco. David.
How do you do, Bart? Have to admit, I'm a surprisingly big fan. I've been listening to sports talk radio since I was a little kid in the 70s. Was in New York when WFAN debuted. And you've made my regular rotation. Usually I listen to Big City Local, but you're my national go-to guy. So,
why are you like surprised? You sound surprised.
Because I usually don't listen to a national person as on my, you know, in my rotation. I generally live in around bigger cities. I'm in LA and New York. Like I mentioned Chicago, and so I'll listen sometimes to their local, you know, on the satellite. But no, I listen to you regularly and enjoy it increasingly over the last 6 months. So, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I'm calling to contend a bit with this whole narrative that the Luka trade was so horrible. And this is the context I'm doing it in. I agree with you that the player for player is on paper a bad trade. But I could be wrong here, but I thought I heard a former NBA executive say, hey, him and Fox also from Sacramento. I'm sorry, I'm getting off a bus right now. I'm not.
That's fine.
Next block. Next block. I'm good. Was that there? He said, hey, these guys are rookies. They're around 5-year contracts. Luka was in the third, this is his third year of that. This is his fourth year of that, I believe, is what he said, and I'm not sure exactly what the facts are. He goes, so unless he tells you he's willing to re-sign with the team, no one's going to trade for 1 year Luka, a major piece. So the only leverage they have is if Luka says, yeah, all right, if you traded me Lakers, yeah, I'd be willing to re-sign there. Otherwise, if he went to somewhere he didn't want to go to, pick a team, they're risking that they might only have 1 year Luka and then he's a free agent. So therefore, the leverage to get the sort of pieces that you want isn't there. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's sure. Where I would contend. Yeah.
Well, and I'll answer that for you, David. Thanks for the call and thanks for the kind words. Which is going to make me take it a little easy on you because you were so nice. I think that if you want to, I always try to look at this in terms of you've been assigned in debate class advocating for the trade from the Dallas Mavericks perspective. You've been assigned that. So what would you do? Well, I would come up with different ways of saying, these max contracts are out of control. Do we want to commit that much? We are a little concerned about, his, I guess, body. I don't know. They were saying fat. But we saw him in the finals and we saw that, maybe he's not the defender we're going to need him to be. And also, we think if we trade him, we can get a piece like Anthony Davis, who, if he pairs up with Kyrie Irving and other pieces that we have, we think we have a window to win with that. We think we can trade Luka away and bring in AD and have a window here that is able to win a championship. And I know Kyrie got hurt, and so did Anthony Davis. But I don't think that needs to factor into the equation because while you can advocate and have a strong position, there's two big issues that I have with getting to a conclusion to say the Dallas Mavericks made a good trade. I mean, the main issue is it was a stupid trade, but to actually break it down, number one is, that's not a 1-to-1 bet. That's not even a 2-to-1 bet. The odds on it working out in your favor, like there's a path, you're looking at a path there. but the odds of it actually happening seem greater than what they were with the path you were on. You're trying to outsmart yourself. You're trying to outsmart the league. You're trying to say, hey, we just made an NBA Finals, but I've got a different way for us to make the Finals, and it's going to be in a tighter window. We're going to give up this asset for him, years of Luka, the guy who got us there, for this other tight thing, which you don't know. You're taking a risk. You're making a bet on if it's going to work or not. So you, it's like the, you know, one in hand is worth two in the bush. Well, they had one in hand, but they were hoping for there would be 100 in the bush. There was none. It's too long of a probability that it just seems like it was the wrong play. The other thing, and the bigger problem, is the negotiation of the trade itself. You did not get the best package for Luka that you could have gotten from the Lakers. It's still pretty damning if you trade Luka to anybody, but things might be a little different. If instead of, oh my God, they traded Luka, what did they get? Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and an unprotected 29 first round pick. If the answer to that was Anthony Davis, Austin Reeves, two unprotected first round picks, 29 and 31, and then a pick swap in 30. Well, how do you know they could have gotten that? Because that's what they were negotiating. And then Rob Pelinka, and I'm not even going to call him a genius. I think this is more Nico Harrison being stupid. Because Nico's expressing his concerns to Pelinka about why they want to trade him. And Rob's like, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. He's a fat drunk. We'll take him, though. But, you know, these same issues you have with Luka, gosh, now you're making me think I might have those issues, too. So I don't want to get rid of Austin Reeves, because what if it doesn't work out? You want Max Christie? And then, if you have this, I mean, I hate to always bring it back to fantasy football, but don't you guys sometimes, like, talk to your buddy a little bit and have this deal worked out, and then you go to your other buddy and say, hey, I'm about to trade Christian McCaffrey for this. If you can do better, I'll trade him to you. You think that fantasy football is like the ninth priority in your life. This is Nico Harrison's job, okay? So I appreciate trying to find an angle to justify the trade, but I just cannot get with you on that bus, if I may. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Here is Marco Belletti. A few weeks ago, we got a new phone number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We've been saying it a lot so that you can pick up on it anytime there is a change like that. Most of you got it pretty quickly. Some I thought I'd never hear from again. And it is my pleasure to reintroduce you to Barry in Boston. Unbelievable. Barry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, my God. I've been calling the wrong number for 4 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it's been.
So what have you been thinking? What's been going on? What have you, was it a busy signal or what?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, it's March Madness. Everyone's calling, but he doesn't want to talk. Then after like the second or third week, I'm like, maybe he blocked me because I really think he doesn't like me.
are you, because these people exist where you don't listen to the show, you just call. Is that you?
I listen to the show every night. I've been listening.
Okay, well, I say the number four times a segment. What about when I say the number? What about when I say, we got a new number? What about when I say, we got a new number, and I'm not sure if Barry in Boston will pick up on it?
I hear you. I just don't listen. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know. I get it. So you're like me. So in this situation, you're me, and I'm my wife.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear her, you just don't listen. That's
yeah.
Yeah. So, did you see the Celtics tonight?
Did I see Celtics? The Celtics tonight? They didn't play anybody.
What?
Yeah, they didn't play their guys. They didn't play like.
Oh, I know. They played Botwinkle, Carlos, and Barry from Boston.
They started Torrey Craig. They had nothing to play for.
But 17% shooting.
But it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Tonight's game never happened.
That's true. Are you still the owner of the Green Bay Packers?
I'm one of them.
Wow. Like, can you go to the owners meeting?
I can.
And hang out with Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and Tom Brady?
Oh, that owners meeting? No, I don't know. I don't think they would let me.
You don't qualify for that. Well, brother, I'm glad I have the new number. I don't know.
Excuse me?
I'm listening. I heard it before, but now I'm listening. So I look forward to talking to you again in the near future. And by the way, I won $80 on Monday. I bet on Florida to beat Houston because my ex-wife is from Houston. So that's the only reason why I put $100 on it. And $100 pays $80. And Houston should have won that game, in my opinion, because they were winning the whole game, except for the last 30 seconds.
My parents had a very romantic anniversary night in Houston, and I was born 9 months later. Did you know about that?
Oh, nice. It's actually not 9 months. It's 10 months, just so you know.
Right, the gestation period. No, you're right. I've heard that.
All right, brother. Awesome talking to you again. Enjoy the spring. Hopefully I'll see you at the draft.
All right, Barry.
In Green Bay.
Okay, you'll be there. Barry, all right, Barry in Boston. He got back. Rick in Toronto, still an APB out for him. We'll see. Yeah, that's the Celtics. Possibly.
Definitely at this point.
Yeah. The Celtics lost to the Magic by 20. That game didn't matter. A game that did matter is the Warriors are one of these teams trying not to fall into the play-in tournament, and they were against the Spurs tonight. Spurs aren't playing for anything. Harrison Barnes used to be a Warrior, won a couple of championships with them. 3.1 seconds to go.
Harrison Barnes, the former Warrior, fades for the win.
So that via the NBA. So that's bad. That's a bad loss for Golden State, especially how it ended. So what do we have right now in the West in terms of where everybody is? Well, the Lakers got that win over the Mavericks tonight. So they are going to be not lower than six. The Thunder are the one. The Rockets are the two. The Lakers can't be any lower than six. I'm just making sure we don't have any more games being played right now. Everything is done. Nuggets got a win over the Kings. Clippers got a win over the Rockets. So, again, Rockets are two. Lakers right now are three. And between the three and the eight seed, everything's now a two-and-a-half game bunch-up. The Nuggets... So the Lakers are 17, I'll do it like this. The Lakers are 17 games back of first. The Nuggets are 18 games back of first, so one game back of the Lakers. The Clippers and Grizzlies are 18 and a half. So they would have the 5 and 6. The Warriors are now 19, so they're going to need the Grizzlies to lose to the Nuggets on Friday. We'll see if the Grizzlies have a game tomorrow. I'm not sure. But then the Timberwolves, 19 and a half back. So the Timberwolves, they might be in trouble. They might be in that play-in, and then the Warriors are trying to stay out of that. The next game for the Grizzlies is against the Timberwolves. Oh, geez. Well, that's a big one tomorrow night. We'll keep you updated on all that, because the teams obviously want to avoid the play-in, and that's why this last week has been pretty good. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.